Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and this is a Just Us Geeks interview. Melissa Peterman, tell me about your role in Muffin Top, the movie.
Well, I play Catherine Michon, her character Suzanne's best friend, who is happily married and hates seeing her friend so hurt by this guy. And she's sort of that, as we all have those people in our lives, she's the person who reminds you why you're already awesome, and she's there for you and will take care of you after surgery. She's the best girlfriend who just loves her friend and wants her to have her get her mojo back without feeling like she has to change who she is or what she looks like.
Right. One thing that Catherine and I spoke about earlier was that, you know, the internet can be such a negative place for people who have issues with their body consciousness, or, you know, just whether they do or not, it can be a horrible place for, you know, things that this movie represents comedically. That's why I think I'm so excited to see the success of this film, especially online. A place where, you know, negativity runs rampant if you don't look one particular way, and to be done in a comedic way. I just think it's fantastic.
Well, we love hearing that, and I agree. You know, I mean, you know, it's a great message and a great statement about just, and it's a real statement. And what I'm so proud of too is that it doesn't have to be preachy. It doesn't have to be sad. It doesn't have to be like, you know, this kind of a seminar or workshop. It can be funny. I mean, because this is what life is. Like, every person, women or men, they're at a certain point, you know, you don't feel great about everything about yourself. And that's when it's great to have a supportive group around you that reminds you of, you know, who you are. And I love the response online, you know, on Twitter and Kickstarter. And I think, because I honestly think it speaks to a lot of people. And, you know, just like the internet can be a place where, because of the anonymity, you can say things that maybe you wouldn't. I also think it also is a place where you feel more free to support something that maybe you would. I don't know. I just think it's a freeing place in a way. And I love that they're embracing Muffin Top and the message.
Yeah. One of the things that Marissa had said was, when she initially got the script, you know, her first reaction was, well, I better find the funny one because that's who I'll end up being. Just the comedic aspect of this whole film is just really, really brilliant. It's really well done. It's just so interesting to see, you know, such an important message being told in a comedic way, you know, because that's not usually how it goes. You know, people get so, I really think people have a tendency to be so serious, like too serious about things.
I agree.
Just nice to see this.
I totally agree. The thing is, people tend to listen if they're laughing. Like, you know, you're going to get more attention and more people are going to want to, you know, sit down with you for a couple hours or an hour and a half and laugh. And I've always thought that. I mean, obviously in my career, comedy's been, you know, the main focus of my career, even though I have a degree in theater and I love drama, and I always feel like the line between what makes you laugh and makes you cry is a very thin line. But humor is very powerful. I mean, it is extremely powerful that you can change people's lives by with comedy, with laughter. Like, it's such a powerful medium, and when you can tell an important message and still, you know, make people laugh, you know, it's you have a lot of power there. And Catherine is so wonderful at mixing message with comedy and realness. Like, you know, there's a lot of times we just said, as two, you know, friends, as real friends in real life, like, this is how we would talk about it. This is what we would say to each other.
Well, and I think that's why it's being received so well online, because that's, you know, I mean, that's how we live our lives now. In out in the ether, talking every day with people we may never meet, you know. I really think this is the appropriate way to really approach this issue, you know, just very conversational with humor, and a story that you want to feel good about. And Marissa actually had said that even if you totally miss the message of this film, which is ridiculously hard to do, you still leave with a good feeling.
Exactly. I mean, it's still a love story. It's still a wonderful story. Yes. Even if you don't, if you for some reason miss the message, you're going to have a great, you're going to see a great movie. You're going to laugh. You're probably going to, you know, we get a little, pull a few heartstrings, I hope. And it's just, it's funny always. If it's funny, funny is, you know, if it's funny, it's always going to be funny. And hopefully the message is, it's pretty apparent what the message is, but sometimes you don't even know that you're being messaged to because you're laughing. And that's sort of, I think, what Catherine wanted, and she achieved it.
Right. Tell me about what's going on with you. Obviously the TV show that you're working on now is still a very large part of your life.
I'm actually here right now, and I have only a few more minutes. I have to get back to work, but I'm loving it. We're shooting our third season of Baby Daddy, and I love this cast. And I have to say, what I'm so proud about doing this show is that, and it sort of fits with the message. I play a character. She's 40-something. She's divorced. She's got two grown kids. One of them has a baby, so I'm technically a grandma. And what I love about this character of Bonnie is that it sort of mirrors the message of the movie. She's 40-something and a grandma, and she walks into every room with confidence. She absolutely expects to take home the hottest guy there. She believes she's a catch. She is so confident in her, in everything about her. And that's why I really love what our creator created here as well. And it's sort of, that's a rare character to see on TV. Like this woman, she has sometimes no business walking into a bar and expecting to take home the 25-year-old guy, but she assumes she will. She's like, you know what? I am a catch. And they're getting more and more of those characters of really confident women no matter what, but I love playing this part. And so that's keeping me really busy. And I have an 8-year-old son and a husband that keeps me busy, and and life, I guess that's about it. The show wraps, and I also do a show for ABC called Bet on Your Baby. And so it's busy life, but you can never complain when you're working.
That's very, very true. Melissa Peterman, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing more from you.
Thank you. And thanks for having us.
This has been a Just Us Geeks interview.